This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishaburah Daf HaShavua, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, Din Hanhagah Shliach Tzibur B'Yud Ches HaBrachos V'Din Anias Amen. The halacha of the practice of the Shliach Tzibur in the 18 Brachos and answering Amen. Says the Holy Mishaburah, says Mechaber, La'achar Shesimu HaTzibur Tfilasam Yachzor Shliach Tzibur HaTfila. After the Tzibur finishes their Tfila, the Shliach Tzibur should repeat the tefillah, Shem Yesh Mi She'enu Yadeh L'Sbalel. Why would the Chazan say over the tefillah, everyone davened already? In case there's someone who doesn't know how to daven, Yechavin L'Mashu, I'm Rabbi Yotzeba, they could have kavanah to what he says, and B'Yotze, the Bir Halacha brings, that from the Magen Avraham, that if he says Piyutim, he can't be Maitzi, someone who's not a Baki. Why? Because it's impossible to listen to all the piyutim, and it's like a hefsek. So then, should the chazan say chazar hashatz when they're piyutim? Yeah. Because still people who are enam bekiyim will be listening, and he'll be able to be moitzi them. So that's interesting. That if they're piyutim, chazar sashatz doesn't work, but he should do it anyway, because even though it doesn't work for most people, for someone there, it might be helpful for. Let's see. This is Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet. And the Dershu note takes us to somewhere in the back. Oh no, in the next page. That, what does it mean it's a hefsek? That the Prima Gadim learns that the opinion of the Magen Avraham is that it's very difficult for someone to listen because of all the piyutim. But if he does listen, he would be yoytze. It's not mamish a hefsek, it's just very hard to be attentive. Okay? Now, is Chazar Sashatz only for an Enoi Baki? The Bir Halacha says that one who is Mesupik, if he davened Shachris on Shabbos or Musaf on Chol HaMoed, that we said earlier, that he can't daven again because he can't daven in a Dava, there is an Eitzah to be a Shliach Tzibur. And then he could repeat the Tefillah for the takana, and he could be yoytze misafek. In other words, when you're misupik, if you daven in a situation where you can't daven a tefillas nedava, you know, we once spoke about, let's say, Friday afternoon, where he forgot yalav yavai, where the marav is not. So, if you are the chazan, that is an eitza. The Dirshu brings that when you daven as a Shliach Tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah wrote earlier, that you could be yoytze even tashlumin for the tefillah you're mechuyevin, not only a nedava. In other words, like this, let's say you completely missed the tefillah. Let's say you missed the tefillah. It's not just by that being a shatz, you could be mashlim a tefillas nedava that you're not able to do. You could even be mashlim a tefillah chiyuvis. Let's say you completely missed shah. Let's say you missed mincha, right? Let's say you missed mincha and you have to daven marav twice. Or for marav, like you said, it's not going to work. But if you miss shachris, you have to daven mincha twice and you already daven mincha, you could daven another one as a chazar sashatz. Okay. The Mechaber continues. Someone who's being yotzif in the Shliach Tzibur has to have kavanah from beginning until end. He cannot interrupt. He can't talk. And he takes three steps back. Like any person who's davening themselves. This always troubled me. How in the world is this going to work? How in the world would someone be Yotze Chazar Sashatz from a Chazan? We all know that Baroi Vam Hajos Melech. It's always better, let's say Friday night, it is better for one person to make Kiddush than everyone make Kiddush. There's no minhag for everyone to make Kiddush. One person makes Kiddush, everyone else listens. That's the halacha. Baroi Vam Hajos Melech. That is preferable. It's preferable. So why don't we do that for Berachas HaMazon? So Mishnah Berurah says, Berachas HaMazon, it's too long for people to be attentive to be yotzei. People are going to get distracted. So what's longer, Berachas HaMazon or Chazar Sashatz? If we don't do Baroiva, if we don't do Shomea Ka'ina for Berachas HaMazon, why in the world would we be able to do Shomea Ka'ina for Chazar Sashatz? And the answer must be, we don't have an alternative. Because here we're talking about an Einoi Baki. We're talking about someone who doesn't know how to daven. Doesn't know how to daven, there's no choice. But if you know how to, there's a serious concern here. Because if your mind wanders, you're not really focused on what's being said, then the Chazar Sashatz is sort of in vain. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Someone who does know how to daven is not even yoytze b'di'evid with the tefillah of shel tzibur. V'afilu b'she'enoy baki, enoy yoytze kiyem b'she'esh asar b'veis ha'knesses. So two things. A guy who knows how to daven, he says, you know what, I'm really tired. I want to take it easy. I want to be yoytze with the shel tzibur. No, it's not going to work. And even an enoy baki, it only works if there is a minyan. Now, the Bir Halacha in Siman Samach Tesef Aleph, based on Tosfos Megillah of Gimel Amud Beis, brings another reason for Chazar Sashatz, and that is to say Kedusha B'Tzibor. Says Aruch HaShulchan, according to this reason, there's another reason we have to say Chazar Sashatz for Berchas Kayanim. Now, let's say a person missed Mara. By the way, there are other reasons for Chazar Sashatz. The Gra is reputed to have said that the reason for Chazar Sashatz is there's Tfilas, Tfila Bitzibor and Tfilas Hatzibor. There's a Tfila that you say as an individual, Bitzibor, then there is the Tfila of the Tzibor, which then means Chazar Sashatz is a higher level Tfila than even the Shtiller Shmona Esrei, which by the way means, just like if you don't collect tzedakah or give tzedakah during your private Shmona Esrei, you also do not collect tzedakah or give tzedakah during Chazar Sashatz. You're not allowed to do that, for many reasons. The Mishnah Berurah says that. But the Arizal says, Al Pi Kabbalah, Chazar Sashatz is the highest level of tefillah. It's the quiet Shmona Esrei, we're afraid is not so powerful, so we have to say it quietly so the chitzoinim don't interfere. Chazar Sashatz is more powerful, so we could say it out loud. Okay. Let's say a person did not daven Mariv and he wants to be yoytze tashlumin with Chazar Sashatz of Shachris. Does that work? Here the Mishnah Berurah is saying that Chazar Sashatz does not work for a baki, but the Eved it would work. Why? Because Mariv is a reshus. Remember that? Since Mariv is a Rishus, even though Chazar Sashatz does not help for a Baki, but it will help for Mariv as a Tashlumin. Why? Because Mariv is a Rishus, even though Kfar Kiblu Alayu Chayva, but Lagabe, this detail that a Baki could be Yotze, his missing Tfila with Chazar Sashatz, we will allow it for Mariv. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said in Simen Kuvches Siv Katan Hei. Now, Reb Chaim Knievsky points out, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, that even an Einoi Baki, you need a minyan. Why would you need a minyan? This is going according to the opinion of the Mechaber and Simon Tavkov Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph, that someone who didn't daven, a person cannot be moitzi him unless you have a minyan. According to the Ramah, anyone could be moitzi someone else. Fine. Mishnah Berurah continues. Chavin, v'tzarch sheyavin b'lashon hakodesh. Chazar Sashatz only works for an Einoi Baki if you understand Hebrew. If you do understand Hebrew. If you're some guy off the street and you don't know an aleph from a beis and you want to be yoytzei tefillah, chazars hashatz helps nothing. It's meaningless. The imloy chen loy mahani avshe shamei mishel tzibur kol teva. Aval hamispala ba'atzmei b'lashon hakodesh. But if you daven yourself in Hebrew, afilu menam even alashon, even though you don't know the lashon yatsa. Now, at least you have to understand the avos, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say. Va'ayin le'el simin kofav Mishnah Berurah da'akobanu berchas avos yira lahavin ma'ashoymer va'ayin le'el simin samach beiz Mishnah Berurah subkat and gimel. So that's very important. Don't, if a beginner comes into shul, the last thing you should tell him is that he should listen to Chazar Sashatz. You should give him he should daven maybe in English. Better he daven in English than he daven much better that he daven in English than he listened to Chazar Sashatz. Chazar Sashatz does nothing for a guy who doesn't know Hebrew. So therefore, a typical person who doesn't know Hebrew should not be yotzei with Chazar Sashatz. Fine. Ve'enoi mafsik. Right. In other words, it's a unique status. We're talking about someone who knows Hebrew. He understands Lashon HaKodesh, but what? He can't get through the tefillah. Yeah. Not a very common situation to have someone like that in the shul. Which, by the way, you know, in some yeshivas, let's say for Mincha, they have the Haicha Shemana Esrei. So many people think it's because of Bittul Torah. It has nothing to do with Bittul Torah. You could go to a coffee room, but you can't spend 2.5 extra minutes. It has nothing to do with Bittul Torah. It's the purpose of Chazar Sashatz. We're masakin for Misha Enoi Baki. But in places of higher education, everyone's a Baki. So they weren't masakin Chazar Sashatz for such a makim. That's the logic of it. Again, Alpi the Gra or Alpi Kabbalah, it's still, you're missing out. You're missing out on Tfilas Hatzibur. You're missing out on Kabbalistically. But for that, you could say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. You know, you can't get around Takanas Chachamim. You could get around Inyanim. Inyanim are very easy to get around. As great as any Inyan is, Talmud Torah is infinitely greater. Okay. Okay. Let's say you're middle of listening to the chazan repeat Chazar Sashatz, and you hear from a different chazan kedusha or baruch hu. You don't interrupt. You do need to answer amen to each bracha of the shatz. That's shayach to the tefillah. Sif Beis, Shliach Tzibur Shenichnas LeBeis HaKnesses. A Shliach Tzibur that entered a shul, Matza Tzibur Shespalu Belachash, and he sees the people are davening the Shto Shmon Esrei. V'utzarch Lamed Lefnei HaTevel Altar. And I guess he's the officially paid, designated chazan, and he's going to have to right away daven the Chazar Sashatz. Yor Lefnei HaTevel Mesvav Koram LaTzibur V'inutzarch Lachso Mesvav Belachash. Then let his public tefillah serve as his silent shemana as well. Mishnah Berurah says the case is no one else could daven for the tzibur. The ilav hachi otherwise, it's not right for him to daven b'koram. He didn't daven for himself. It's not right for him to be the chazan. Now, what's the reason he has to daven the tefillah lachash first? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Kedei shetehei tefila shgura b'fiv. Now, what if you daven a different nusach than the tzibur? The Minchas Yitzchak says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Rav Yashiv says, Rav Osner says, that in the tefilas lachash, you could daven in the tefila that you're ragel in. Only in Chazar Sashatz do you need to daven the Nusach of the Tzibur. Rav Osner adds, provided that you know well the other Nusach. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said the Chavetz Chaim held that way. If I could stick in my 2 cents, there's no way you could get through it smoothly, pal, You've never been able to do it ever. You stumble off every single Mehera you ever come to. So Rav Moshe says that even the Tuas Lachash, you need to daven like the Nusach of the Tzibor. And that's my recommendation. Otherwise, you're not going to do it properly. You're not going to know the Arucha, the Mehera, the Na. What?
Maybe the Poskim in Eretz Yisrael feel that the Hebrew speakers are more confident at saying the Mehera properly.
No, because the Poskim in Eretz Yisrael, almost everyone davens Ashkenaz. But in Chutz Arts, where there are too many Sfard Minyanim, another thing, there's so many different types of Ashkenaz. You have in Eretz Yisrael, you have Nusach Hagra, and you have, let's say, regular Nusach Ashkenaz. I have like this. I will give you a personal test, and then after that test, you'll go be following Rav Moshe, guaranteed. Even in Nusach Ashkenaz, first of all, you tell me which siddur you use, because many of the Nusach Ashkenaz siddurim, unbeknownst to you, have thrown in Nusach Sfard words into the tefillah. Do you say rei v'anyenu or rei na v'anyenu? You don't even know what you say. So, okay, Rav Moshe says that it should be, you should daven the nusach of the tzibur when you daven quietly. And in America, Rav Moshe was a marad asra. So, there you go. Sif katan hey, ve'ein tzarech. Diyatzeba gam b'shvel atzmai. Now, because you're yotze for yourself as well. Since you're mighty others, atzma the kosh, and certainly you're mighty yourself. But when I daven myself, I'm not a daven out loud. Now, here's a problem. If I didn't daven the silent Shemana Esrei, am I allowed to say Berchus Kayanim in my Chazar Sashatz? So the Shevet Alevi says, you can, it's not a hefsek. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that a Kohen who's a Shatz, and he didn't first say Tfila Balachash, could be he can't make a bracha. Let's say somebody has Yahrzeit, and he comes late to the shul, and if you don't give him the amud for Chazar Sashatz, he's not going to get the amud. So Rav Chaim says, give the guy the amud. Mishnah Berurah continues. There's no problem of Ketane Yamana, Oy Mashmiya Kol B'tvaz, Kivin Da'al Yidei Adchak Ha'oisek. And he's doing an Al Yidei Adchak Kosu Achorinim Mashal Tzibas Bal Kfar Balachash, if the Chazan ready daven quietly. Then his davin loy l'spach Chazar Sashatz v'shvil Tzibur Acher. And now, he has the opportunity to say Chazar Sashatz for a different tzibur. They call him from the next minion. Hey, come be our chazan. He doesn't have to say the tefillah belachash again. Lo yispa belachash pam shneinus. Shas hadchak. Okay, let's see the Rama. Haga. V'chein imhu shas hadchak. Kagoin shiur shiyav is man tefillah. Let's say it's a very late minion. You're afraid there's man tefillah. Pas yuchal espal miyad b'kol ram. You could daven immediately b'kol ram. And the tzibur is mispalel imay, mila b'mila, b'lachash, until hakel HaKadosh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shas hadchak, v'loy shas hadchak, iskima harbim me'achorim sh'olasos kem. If it's not a shas hadchak, you should not do this. Ki ikra tkano yitzim b'din l'esbal, mitchila b'lachash, v'yachar kach b'kol ram. If it's not, so listen to this Eitzah. The Eitzah is not a hoicha shmona esrei. It's the chazan says the Chazar Sashatz quietly, I'm sorry, out loud, everyone says the first three brachos with him until Kedusha, and then they branch out. Therefore, the Shalchus Malami Lahoyal says that in those places that they regularly daven Hoicha Shemana Esrei, it's not correct. Because you're being Mevatel Minagabi Sinem Yadenim. But Rav Chaim, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky defends this practice that Chazal Sashatz was Niskan for only Batei Knesiyos, but not for Mekoymos HaTorah. Rav Aaron Cutler says that even for those places that they daven a Hoicha Shmonesse, they should not do it on Chanukah because of Al HaNisim. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Sheyavar Per Shel Yuchal Ligmar Shel Tzibah Kol Shmonesse Brachos Togs Man HaTfila. Now this is a Mishnah Berurah L'Shitase, that you cannot finish. What does it mean your faith is Zman Tefillah will pass? That means you will not finish the whole Chazar Sashatz before Zman Tefillah. Bein b'shachar shi'ichla Zman da'arba shoyz, d'shovein lo yischar Tefillah b'zmana, v'chana b'sim peites, uvein b'mincha d'yavar Zman alagamri, kein mashna v'prim agadim v'ayim b'bir halacha. By mincha also, you're afraid that the time will pass completely. In other words, you won't finish by the shkia. What if Shkia is coming and if the Tzibur says Ashrei, you're not going to finish Shmoneh Esrei by Shkia, you skip Ashrei. Ashrei is not essential by Mincha, only by Shachris. That's why if you come late to Mincha and you're up to Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim and they start Shmoneh Esrei, you stop and you start Shmoneh Esrei immediately. You do not finish Ashrei to finish Ashrei before Shmoneh Esrei. It's not just much more important, that's why you came to Shul, to Daven Mincha with the Tzibur. If you're now going to say the rest of Ashrei, you defeated the whole purpose of coming to Shul. The Hatzibur, we're just going to finish up here. The Tzibur davens with him. If it's not so pressing, then you'll do a Hoicha Shmoneh Esrei. Meaning if it's like a quasi Shas HaTchak, the Tzibur will start the Shmoneh Esrei after Hokel HaKadosh. HaKadosh Dahainu Gam Nusach HaBracha L'dar V'dar. That means the Tzibur will say with the Shatz even L'dar V'dar Ad Hokel HaKadosh Yoymer Im HaShatz Mila B'Mila. As we're going to see, that it's best in this situation that there's somebody designated, at least one person, to answer Amen. Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Bracha V'Atzlacha. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.